has been stuffed with cash. The U.S. ambassador has been given money, so they will not talk. That's why Halliburton is there, ExxonMobil is there. Every major country has a share in Biafra land. They have a share in oil. China has no share in oil, but they have said to China, take any part of Nigeria you want. That is their game, if you don't know. If you don't know, we tell you. That is their game. And Army, why are you not in Southern Kaduna? You claim you're here to fight insecurity, you're about helping police and all that rubbish. Why are you not in Southern Kaduna? Why are you in Biafra land? All those stupid checkpoints, all that rubbish. Why? Because we have limited manpower to tackle Southern Kaduna killings. So if you cannot go and deploy in Southern Kaduna to keep the peace, then how can you defeat Boko Haram? How can you defeat ISIS? Al Qaeda in the Maghreb? And Saru? And Yetiala? How can you defeat them? How can you defeat all these people if you cannot go to Southern Kaduna to keep the peace? At least be a peacekeeping force. No, because the army is part of the process. The army has been Fulanized. The army, they are now using terrorists. The army is there to make sure that the Fulani hegemony continues to advance to the sea, to the Atlantic Ocean. That's what they're doing. In case you don't know, that is what the army, they asked the army, go and Google it, military commander, we have limited manpower to tackle Southern Kaduna killings, then, but the Fulanis are there killing people, being supplied weapons by El Rufai, the governor of the state. All the Fulani governors have ganged up, they are pumping money to their people. They want to take you over. Then what are the Southern governors doing? They are helping them. What are the Southern traditional rulers doing? They are helping the Fulani by trying to clamp down on IPOB. And the day will rise up. I know them very well. Any day, they're terrorists. We tell you, they're terrorists. As if we don't have the dose, we have everything. Well documented, well prepared, stage after stage, line by line. They can control. That is why I've been warning IPOB. You people must go on Twitter. I said everybody is an order. Everybody. Before the end of August, I want every IPOB family member to be on Twitter. I don't care if you know how to tweet or not. Our lives are in danger. You people want us to repeat the same mistakes of 1970 when they shut the door on us everywhere. But on Twitter, everybody is a journalist. On Twitter, everybody is a correspondent. I am warning you now, you must go on Twitter because the real battle is coming. They are going to lie against us. They will lie against us. They will use saboteurs. They will use traitors. They will lie. They will keep lying and lying and lying. We must counter them. All this evidence we have, we are going to use it to educate the whole world as to the evil going on. And I want the various countries of the world to ask their ambassadors in Abuja what is happening in Abuja. What is going on in the zoo in Nigeria? We are going to make it possible. The time now is a minute past 10. Am I correct? It's a minute past 9. Not 10, a minute past 9 p.m. in the land of Biafra, the same number of minutes past the top of the hour wherever you are. Wherever you are, the same number of minutes past the top of the hour, we are bringing you a live presentation that the world may know the truth about the zoo in Nigeria, a place of iniquity, a place of darkness, a place of hell, where people are being killed. We have another news from Southern Kaduna. The day that the Southern Kaduna youth rise up, they will name them, they will label them terrorists. All of you are there now quiet. Their mothers are being taken, their wives are being taken, their children are being slaughtered. All of you are quiet. You have kept quiet because a black man is evil. You are quiet because in your heart, in your soul, in your blackened soul, a black man is evil. You see evil happening and you keep quiet. When the people who are the victims react, you then open your gob and be talking rubbish. Nigerian newspapers, you'll be talking nonsense at the end of it. You talk rubbish. You will talk nonsense. Now that innocent people are being killed, did anybody report here that Southern Kaduna youths killed anybody? That's how it's known. Who are the ones who are being killed? Southern Kaduna people. And they're going in Southern Kaduna, so you will not know they are. This is most of them are Hausa people. Fulani are killing Hausa in Southern Kaduna. All of you are now quiet. The day they rise up now to fight back, all of you, you will see British High Commissioner writing to London. I think they're armed. We think that they are causing trouble. We think it's not good for the security. But now that the army, the police, DSS, and the Fulani terrorists have combined to kill people, all of you are quiet. You have all gone quiet, mute. You can't talk anymore. They very soon will be forced to talk. And that day, IAPOB will produce everything. All of you, ambassadors and high commissioners, will list all your names and list what happened under your watch. And your conscience will ask you, why did you not send this dispatch to us? Why didn't you inform us? Now you're enjoying your $1 million largesse, the money you're given, not to talk. And you lack the moral authority to referee this very situation. And it was Britain that created the zoo, the Nigeria, that zoo, that abomination by Britain in order to stifle the children of light. Now, we are still on Southern Kaduna. Let me give you the headline. They killed women, elderly people who could not run, survivors of Southern Kaduna killings recount attacks. They have not, and yet they are arresting their youths. I don't understand the type of God that created black people to be this wicked. I have read the history of most people around the world. I have never come across a people who are as wicked as black people, especially for themselves. They never fight their enemies. They can never, it's only themselves. I don't know what's wrong with them. Typically, the life of an Igbo saboteur. An Igbo saboteur is a very dangerous virus. An Igbo saboteur, God forbid. Look at them. All of you are quiet in the zoo, the entire zoo. All of you are quiet. Every day you write about the killings in Southern Kaduna, the youths have no reason. Only they rise up now. They attack them. Malami, the oil block thief, who got right expate motion. Please expate, give them, ban them, proscribe them. Please say every Southern Kaduna youth is a terrorist. All of you will swallow it, hook, line, and sinker. That's how foolish you are as a black man. Evil and very, very wicked. That is why we have come, that you may see the light. Many villagers have gone missing after the attack, which lasted several hours last week. No police, no army, no DSS. No. But if it's IPOB holding a meeting in Nenkwa, you will see DSS there. But where they are needed in Kaduna, you can never see them. A curfew has been imposed by Kaduna State Government. Has he said a word? The answer is no. Because the midget, that little dwarf, Elrufai, that dwarf, that criminal, that thief, he claims he is the intellectual force of the Fulani race. That midget, badly schooled and ill-educated, he's the one funding Fulani terrorism. El-Rufai, that midget, that housefly. Has he said a word? No. And this thing, we are many, many years in the making. As soon as the dead Buhari took office, so Fulani is the ganged up. To hell with everybody. They have intimidated the Yoruba into submission. They can appoint anybody they like to whatever. Nobody can talk. They control the army, the navy, the police, the air force, the DSS, customs, civil defense. Everywhere is Fulani. And instead of rising up to say that what Fulani is doing is bad, our people are more interested in, but how much can you give to me? I also want part of the money as well. That's what we've been doing. The villagers are dying. Survivors of the recent attacks on Southern Kaduna have narrated their ordeal in the hands of the gunmen who stormed their communities, killing women and older people. And I keep asking, Britain, are you not aware of this? Are you not aware of what's happening? Why, after many years, will every blessed day killing in Nigeria, stealing, looting, no light, no every blessed day they complain, black people, they love complaining. After complaining, please, can we put all these our complaints into action? The answer is no. When they see those putting all these complaints into action, they start bad-mouthing them. They start talking rubbish. Black, that's why they are black in this UG, black, if the important embodiment of evil. That is why they have banned the use of the word nigger, because nigger is a correct depiction of who we are. Very evil, very wicked, and very black. Black people, this UG, black. And somebody will wake up and be blaming a white man for their problem. A white man is not your problem. You are your own worst enemy. You are your own problem. A black man, your brain is your problem. I believe some of our brains are black. We cannot reason. Light doesn't even shine on our brain. That's how primitive we are. A silverback in the Congo is far more reasonable than we are. And we have proven it time and time again. Villagers are missing. All of you are saying you are one Nigerians. You are proud of one Nigerians. Shame on all of you. Shame on all of you. Back, should we defend ourselves? Hey, Christianity in the zoo. Very, very sad indeed. Very, very sad indeed. The president of CAN, Samson Ayokunle, said this in a statement by his special assistant, Media Communications, Adebayo Oladeji, titled Christian Association of Nigeria Calls for Genuine Intervention and the continuous murder in Southern Kaduna. Look at the wishy-washy, weak statement by a coward, a lily-fab coward. Does this man know there was a time the Pope led men to war during the Holy Roman Empire? Do Christians in the zoo actually know that the mother church, Roman Catholicism, the Pope will mount his horse with his sword and lead men into battle to fight for Christ? Are you aware of that? Go and Google it. I know that some of you with your school in the zoo, you know nothing. Just go and Google it and see. You claim you're a Christian and you're being killed. You've been killed since Buhari assumed power in 2015 and died in 2017, replaced by Abba Kyari and the mask-wearing Jibril al-Sudani. Till today, they've been killing you. You're busy talking rubbish. We'll react. Let's do something. I'm calling for intervention. I call for investigation. Nobody ever investigates the rubbish you've asked for in the past. What makes you think they'll investigate now? And we may resort to self-help. As you are being Islamized, you're being killed. You are asking for, if you don't do something, I'll react to. But you're already dead. Christian Association of the Zoo, indeed. Very, very sad. Extremely sad. The savages are at the door. And some of you can recall how all this killing started. And I am reading out this news this evening to remind the southeastern governors and now we say southeast especially, all of you conniving because you've been promised a vice presidential slot. All of you idiots. I want to tell you how the Fulanis operate, how the Fulanis actually work. Who started all these killings? El Rufai, the governor of Kaduna State, It is here in black and white. Please look for it and post it for me. We have paid some Fulani to stop killing in Southern Kaduna. When was this news originally published? 3rd of December 2016. 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019, 2020. They have been killing the same Southern Kaduna to depopulate and bring in Fulani from all over the world to occupy Southern Kaduna. Are you following? All of you idiots with your one Nigeria garbage, I mean Nigeria, are you following it? Now, this is the news from Police by Vanguard. We've paid some Fulani to stop killings in Southern Kaduna, El-Rufai. Kaduna State Governor Malam Nasser El-Rufai has said his government has traced some violent aggrieved. Listen, aggrieved. So, El-Rufai is saying that the Fulani terrorists, they are angry with somebody. That is why they have come to kill. Aggrieved Fulani to their countries and paid them to stop the killing of Southern Kaduna. That he traveled to Mali. He went to Niger to go and pay Fulani to stop killing his own fellow citizens in Kaduna State. Have you heard of such rubbish before? But this happened in broad daylight, 3rd of December 2016. He came out, he said it. He said that natives, that the people are destroying communities in Southern Kaduna. According to El-Rufai, a sitting governor in the zoo, they asked El-Rufai, what are you talking? He said, I have now paid these Fulani terrorists to stop killing fellow citizens in Southern Kaduna. And all of you kept quiet. This is a Fulani governor. Has anyone removed him from office? Has he been impeached? Now compare that with Southeast governors, Igbo governors, that got together, ganged up and said, first of all, they were begging Abba Kyari. In Enugu, they were begging him, please bring us the army. We want Nnamdi Kanu killed. We want to ban IPOB. That was why it was the Igbo governors and Ohanaeze that first proscribed IPOB before the army. That was a terrorist group. But their counterpart in the north, they are paying, giving their own people weapons to advance the Fulanization agenda. But come to the east, come to Biafra land, their own governors are conniving to kill those who are going to fight these terrorists. Do you see how an Igbo saboteur reasons? I told you that an Igbo saboteur is like a bee on steroids. It's a possessed animal. An Igbo saboteur is a possessed, they have no shame. They have no cohesion. When you catch them when they are lying, they try to look for another means to lie. They are possessed. They are demonic. The worst sabo you can meet in life is an Igbo saboteur. My goodness, you've not seen that type before. A Yoruba sabo can be a bit mild, or any other sabo from anywhere. An Igbo saboteur is a special breed, special breed of saboteur. Traitor. Igbo governor sat down and said, let us kill IPOB. Igbo man sat and said, let us kill IPOB. Let's go and kill. They were the ones begging Abba Kyari to send the army. I have the name of the governor. They were begging Abba Kyari, send the army to go and kill them. Now they came to kill me, they killed many of my men. They killed many men. My parents died. Tomorrow now, when I get angry and I start killing people, they will start talking rubbish. Rubbish should be coming out of their mouths. Nonsense, you know, animals from the zoo. Wild beasts. Nigerians start talking rubbish. But when they killed the death of my men, they were there. They never said anything. They were hailing their army. But the day I give the order and we start killing their own army, you see them, they start talking rubbish. That is what marks out a black man as a demon. That is what makes a black man the lowest of the low on this earth, because of their wickedness and love of injustice and evil. A black man loves injustice, just like the diplomats you have in Abuja. They love evil. They want black people to die at the hands of the Fulani. Is doing Bill Gates a favor, because anything that can reduce black population, they welcome it. So if the Fulanis are killing all of you, then better for them. So you don't know. So some of you don't know this. Oh, what a shame. You don't know. That's what they're doing. The more they kill all of us, the better for them. That is what they love. That is what they like. But we are going to stop them in Biafra land. You see this 2020, this year. If East doesn't give, worse we give this year. We know where we stand this very year. I didn't say next year. I said this year we know where we stand. I'm telling you, this nonsense has to stop. This rubbish has to stop. It has to stop. And if they think they're going to stop us, oh, we are going to... They have forgotten. Go back to what I said in 2012. The weapons we'll fight with, we'll build it ourselves. I'm telling you the truth. We'll build it ourselves. And they know it. They know what we're capable of. So you don't know. If our fathers can build what they built between 67 and 70 when there was no internet and no information, imagine what we can do now. Mugokoko. They don't know we are ready. This year, if it doesn't, and every Sabbath will suffer, we will catch you, you will beg and beg and beg and beg. I hope for Tagan Puranya, your eyes will be covered down from your head. Every Sabbath. Every Sabbath, will cut your eyes be gouged out from your skull. So you go back blind to your fallen masters and help them. Your blindness. Ndara. Mad people everywhere. We have paid some Fulani people to kill. Kaduna State Governor Madam Nasser El-Rufai has said his government has traced some violent Fulani criminals and killers and paid them money to stop killing Nigerians in southern Kaduna. El-Rufai made this known while fielding questions from some select journalists in his office in Kaduna. He openly admitted, for southern Kaduna, we didn't understand what was going on. And we decided to set up a committee under General Martin Luther Agwai to find out what was going on there. What was established was that the root of the problem has a history starting from 2011 post-election violence. Fulani herdsmen from across Africa bring their cattle down towards the Middle Belt. Are you listening? Governor El-Rufai, no longer Nuyeti Alao, he is now saying openly, Fulani herdsmen, so there is no, they don't come with any passport from the north, as I told you before, so there is no border checking, no passport, they bring their cattle from across the whole of Africa, they bring their cattle down towards the Middle Belt and southern Kaduna and southern Nigeria. Unanopakuko, are you listening? From the governor of Kaduna State, a Fulani man, he is saying that, you know, the Fulanis come from across West Africa with their cattle, and they come and they settle in Nigeria. The moment the rain starts around March, April, they start moving up to go back to their various communities. And can you believe such rubbish? This was the garbage they sold to the US government and to the lawmakers. They lobby them, they give them money. What is happening? Do you know they have disconnected me? They have disconnected me on Facebook, on my page. They have disconnected me on my page. I don't know what is going on. They have disconnected me on my page. They have disconnected. Oh, dear me. They have disconnected me on my page. But we are going back. We are going back. We are going back. We are going back to my page. They have disconnected me, but we are going back. We are returning to my page. We are going back there. I don't know what is going on. I don't know what is going on. They have disconnected me. They have disconnected me on my page. They have. Oh dear, Facebook. Facebook. We have educated them today. We have been disconnected. We are waiting to reconnect on Facebook. And we are reconnecting. We are reconnecting on Facebook because they have made the mistake of cutting us off. We are going back to rejoin this very broadcast. We are going back to rejoin it. We are going back to my page. We are going back. They will keep cutting. You see how cowardly they are. These people are cowards. They are cowards. They cannot live with the truth. They cannot live with the truth. That is why they are cowards. They have cut us off from my page. They have cut us off from my page. Please tell them to go to Radio Biafra. Radio Biafra is open as well, please. Radio Biafra is open. Go there. And please, our admin should share this as well. I've reconnected on my page. I have reconnected on my page. And as our brother said, Dr. Linda Adako is saying we must continue. We must. We are hitting them hard. Dera Biafra is saying that. Of course we are. Okonkwo Emmanuel, we must continue. We are hitting them. below the belt. As I started to explain, you know, you see Facebook? As I started to explain what a sitting governor is doing with Fulani terrorists, they cut me off immediately. You see Facebook? You see them, the way they operate? You see how they operate? As I was telling the world that from the mouth of Fulani, governor of Kaduna State, Fulani headsmen from across Africa, they come without passport. Nobody stamps them in. They bring their cattle. They come to Middle Belt. They kill. They pillage. They take over our land. And they're headed to southern Nigeria. He said it in 2016. Is it not happening today? Is it not happening today? All of you efulefus, you traitors, Igbo governors, can you hear what your fellow governor is doing? Bringing their people from across West Africa to take over your land. And the only thing you can do is to yap, to gossip, to backbite, and to betray IPOB. To betray. Because I know saboteurs are listening. There was the whole world is listening. Talkless of Sabo. Everybody listens to Radio Biafra. They listen to this gospel when I preach it. And they must listen. Are you following what is happening? Have you seen what your mates are doing? All of you useless governors, have you seen what your mates are doing? Using the money they are getting, the allocation to empower their people to come into our land and take over our land. Have you seen it? But your job as a governor is to be yapping and gossiping and saying, oh, go and kill Namdekan, go and kill IPOB. And sadly, Ohanaeze supported you people in the past. You've seen it? Have you seen what the life of a Fulefus? Have you seen the consequences of having a Fulefus as a leader? Have you seen it? Meanwhile, Fulani people, they are cooperating, they are working together, they are making sure they take all your money, they enslave you, they take your land, they rape your mothers, they take your wives, they kill your children. They are all corrupt. All the Fulani governors and their emirs, they are all in agreement that Nigeria is theirs. Nigeria is their country that God gave to them. They will take it with the help of the British. The British are the people helping them. That you are there sabotaging IPOB, talking rubbish every day. Whereas they are coming, and they will kill all of you. Look at Southern Kaduna. Now people are crying. People are crying, aren't they? They are crying. Hey, you people will not listen, will you? You won't listen. You won't listen. Facebook, as soon as we got, we are hitting them very, very hard. They capitulated. That is why they are messing up with my page. Mazenam Nekano, people should log back on. Go back there, because I have reconnected. We should go back there and share it extensively, of course. Extensively, of course. That is Kaduna for you. There was another headline as well, please. I will read it out. How we paid violent headsmen to stop Southern Kaduna killings. Has he stopped them? He gave them money, they bought weapons, they came back, and they are now more formidable than ever. And your village is next. Sabo, your village is next. Sabotua, your village is next. How we paid, it is reported in Ezu. This was also published on December the 3rd, 2016. Daily Post. How we paid violent headsmen to stop Southern Kaduna killings. Had this thing happened, but look at the way they were scrutinizing and terrorizing southeastern governors and south-south, so-called. Biafran land governors. Every one of them. Are you supporting IPOB? Are you sure? Or they went to Abaribe. Are you sure? You're not supporting. But these are the people paying terrorists. Can you imagine the cheek, the effrontery? They are the ones paying terrorists. So, but they will come, they'll be harassing Abaribe, harassing the senators, harassing the governors. Are you sure you're not supporting Namdekano and IPOB? But hasn't Namdekano killed anyone? No. Has IPOB lifted any weapon? No. But you people are the ones paying your fellow criminals and terrorists to kill people. They see how they roll. And the idiots capitulated, as always. Arresting. The day I remember, I have been saying it. This year, all of you policemen, those who said they are in SARS, the traditional rulers, arresting IPOB family members. The day the result will be announced. You will beg and beg and beg and beg and beg, and there will be no mercy. I'm being honest with you. I have your names. Every SARS commander, every DPO, every commissioner of police that's ever arrested or presided over the killing of IPOB family members, God in heaven is my witness, we will find you and you will pay very dearly. Go and see what Mossad did to Nazi sympathizers after the Second World War. That's what we will do to you. There will be no mercy, there will be no pity. And then I will wait for British government to write rubbish. And then we'll ask them, where were you when they were killing us? Where were you? They are not killing people in Southern Kaduna. Nobody is talking. Nobody. Everybody has gone quiet. Say, how we pay the violent headsmen, terrorists, to stop Southern Kaduna? El-Rufai, Fulani, governor. Compare that with governors in the East. Those who are now, they are swimming. They go, oh, governor. You are acting as an informant to your fellow governor in the north because it's Fulani. You are an informant against your own people. A traitor against your own people. We must continue. We are back on my page. Of course, they are disrupting it, which I expect them to do. But we are live and we are direct and the whole world is listening. They are wasting their time. Not our own time, they're wasting their own time. Every time I preach, they're caught. Every time I preach, they're caught. There is another headline also, I will tell you. El-Rufai, compensation of foreign killers and the dangers, and the looming danger by John Danforani. John Danforani wrote this very piece. When did he write it? Let me see if I can find it. January the 4th of 2017. He wrote it. John Danforani, I know him very well. He came to see me when I came out of prison. He's very outspoken. Very, very outspoken. Forget his name. He's not a Fulani man. He's Hausa. But they named the father Danforani. So he's a Christian. John Danforani. They are the ones being destroyed and decimated. People will tell you that northern part of the Zoo, Nigeria, is full of Muslims. No. There are Christians there. A significant number of them are Christians. But they have been subdued the same way that Niyet Yala and the Sultan of Sokoto have subdued Christian Association of Nigeria. The same thing. Oh, they know what it is to talk rubbish. Come out and talk nonsense about IPOB, how they are this and they are that. Look at your mates, how they are conquering you, how they are destroying you. Since 2016, they have been killing and slaughtering till date with the help of Fulani governors and MS and all of you. Come. You cannot talk. When it comes to IPOB, you grow wings and you start talking. Very, very sad indeed. We are live and we are direct. The time now is actually 9:30 in the land of Biafra in the evening. 9:30 precisely. We are live and direct. We are live and we are bringing you this very information because Facebook thought they can demoralize or stop us from preaching this very gospel, but they are mistaken because the whole world is learning. Now they know. What is Khan saying? I ask them once again, where is Gowon? We must keep Nigeria one at all costs, Nigeria. Where is Danjuma? Where is the UK High Commissioner to the Zoo? Where is the US Ambassador? Why are all of you silent as this slaughter is going on? Why are you silent? The day we rise up now, you start writing your dispatches. We think what Nnamdi Kanu is doing is uncalled for. We think this is going to destabilize the polity and other rubbish. Now they are killing and slaughtering. They are taking over my land and my village. You have not said anything. You have not said a word because there is a conspiracy. The Fulani have given money to most governments of the world to support them in their quest to conquer everybody in this room. We are not going to allow it. It is apportioned unto man to die only but once. This very year, we know where we're heading to. If East doesn't give, wars will give. This 2020 market, I told you I don't fight like a coward, like the Zoo. I tell you what I'm going to do before I do it. You do all you can to stop me, but I'm telling you, you cannot. 2020, result upon me, mad people everywhere. That is how the Fulanis will deceive all of you into conceding to them. It's always war against indiscipline, war against corruption. Whereas they are the most ill-disciplined people, they are the most corrupt on the face of this very earth. Why can't some of you learn or reason? What is wrong with all of you? War against corruption, war against immorality. As they said to the Hausa people, war against religious immorality, cattle grazing routes, illegal Fulani settlement, all this nonsense, they are the ones promoting it. And all of you are there, moping sheepishly.
sheepishly,
as Fulani are ravaging all of you, ravaging you, telling you Nigeria cannot be divided. They are ravaging, stealing everything. Niger Delta people, Niger Delta, stealing the oil blocks. You can't talk. He's an Igbo man. Wah, wah, wah. You be running your mouth like popcorn. Running your mouth. Your stupid, stinking mouth like popcorn. Malami, a little boy. I'm older than him. My younger brother is even older than Malami. He's a little boy in his late 40s. A little boy. He's a multi-billionaire based on the proceeds from Biafra land. He is the one who is supposed to be prosecuting corruption. He is more corrupt than corruption itself. Useless people everywhere. Now they have everything they want. Oh, they come from all over West Africa. Where is their passport? Don't you have a border post in the north? No. But you fools, you close your own borders in the south. That's how foolish you are in the south. That is how hopeless you are. You close your own borders, but their own borders are open. Their brothers can come in, their sisters can come in, their terrorists can come in to occupy our land. And Britain expects us to fold our arms and be watching them as they're killing and raping their way through to the Atlantic. Of course, that is rubbish now. They know it's not going to work. That's pure bunkum. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. I published a story about the Janjaweed, how what they do, how they came in, how they finished the Hausa people. Finished them. That is what's now happening in Southern Kaduna. They will finish all of you. If you don't respect history, history will repeat itself. Go back and read and study the Fulani conquest and rule of the Hausa kingdom from 1804 to 1900. Took them over, ravaged the Hausa lands, took them over. And what I found very interesting was what the man said, what the author said in the final segment of this very compelling piece. He said something that Amadu Bello said, that he is, that God has made it possible for him to continue what his great grandfather started by building a caliphate. And that caliphate they have sworn to take to the Atlantic, and that's what they're doing. And all of you are just there. Sabo. Sabo too. That's all they do. Sabo is evil. Now, listen to what Othman Damfodio, what the son said, who is the Sadwana of Sokoto. He said, I have never sought the political limelight of a leading position in my country, but I could not avoid the obligation of my birth and destiny. My great-great-grandfather, Othman Damfodio, built an empire in the Western Sudan. It has fallen to my lot to play a not inconsiderable part in building a new nation. My ancestor was chosen to lead a holy war which set up his empire. I have been chosen by a free electorate to help build a modern state. Holy war against the Hausa. Hausa people allowed them. This was the man that Buhari was emulating before the idiot died. And as I told him, I will kill him. I didn't touch him, and he died. I did what Elohim asked me to do. Chukwu Kikadiam as the Mozi asked me what to do, and I did it, and the idiot died. The same thing happened to one of them. You know, Mama Ndaura? He has brought out his head now as the spokesperson of the cabal. Abakia is not there. Funtua is not there. He is now the appointed spokesperson. So watch out for him, for Mama Ndaura. You will hear his story very soon. Watch out and see, I said to him. You will hear his story very soon. Mama Ndaura, very soon, you'll hear his story. Very soon. These are the idiots. They have brought this war. They don't want to call it holy war. They are now using corruption. We are fighting corruption. That is the war they want to use to conquer all of you, because of your stupidity, your docility, your cowardice, and your envious nature. You are there, and they're swallowing you alive. You are there. They're swallowing you alive. You will see what's going to happen. And in meanwhile, they let us all killing people. And once the killer said, it's gas explosion. People are dying, they're detonating bombs everywhere. And I said, where is Amoteku? What is happening? Please publish that video. You will see them. None of you know about this because some of you are engaged in Sabo. Sabo, you people are sending words. You don't know there's a bomb explosion in Ajawa State. They know that is where Igbos are living. There's a bomb explosion in Ajawa State. They are killing people there. The Janjaweed, full of terrorists, they are everywhere. Britain cannot see it, oh. EU cannot see this one. Everybody is quiet and silent. The ones it is full of doing the killing, oh no, that's no problem. Once another people rise up to say enough is enough, you see them. Every front page of every newspaper will be awash with their garbage. Please publish it. People are dying over there. Houses, many dead people, cars destroyed as gas explosion rocks. Every time it's gas. The zoo doesn't have any underground piping system for gas. So how come every time it's gas? How come since I was born in 1967 till the year 2015, or before Boko Haram came, I never heard of any gas explosion killing more than the person selling the gas cylinder, or maybe the customer. Now, what type of gas explosion? Is it the same type you had in Ojo Cantonment, in Threadfare, that killed a lot with gravity bomb? The same one you had in Osun State, or is it in Oyo State? Gas explosion. What type of gas explosion can cause such damage? Is it not gas cylinder that people use? Butane gas? Tell me where the gas cylinder is that caused such damage. Do you see how black people are? Black journalists, do you see how evil they are? Somebody has just said, oh, please say it's gas, and they just didn't gas explosion. I don't know the God that made black people, honestly. I don't, something is wrong somewhere. DCOG, something is wrong with you people. You black people, something is wrong with you. In the midst of all these killings, there is the talk about Igbo presidency. And this is the man who is next in line. After Abba Kyari, you have Funtu. After Funtu, it is him. That's what they do. They don't come out in the limelight together. This one now is the custodian of the dead Buhari agenda. He says he's Buhari's nephew from Daura. Now, at the end of Jonathan's tenure, they were crying for zoning to the north. Now they have got, I have said to people before, I said this in 2015, that they have the mentality of Islamic Brotherhood. They use the ballot box to get into power. Then once they're in power, they invoke Sharia and they tell that the God said this and God said that. Allah said this and Allah said that. Are you seeing them now? Now, having gotten the presidency, they're now saying that they want an end to zoning. That means that all the garbage being proposed by the idiots of the Fulefu Brigade that have no brain, PhD without common sense, Igbo presidency nonsense, they have just tossed into the dustbin. This is the main man of the cabal. He's the surviving member of the cabal. There are two of them left, him and the other guy. Two of them, and they will go down. They appear there and Pemba War, they will go down. You watch and see what will happen to them. Everybody associated with Operation Python Dance will go down. Mark my words. The highly influential nephew, why should he be, he's the nephew to the president, so why should he be influential? Highly influential. You see, highly influential. So, as we can say now, President Trump's nephew, highly influential Mary, or niece, highly influential Mary. Is that, you see how phrase they are? Highly influential. He said that his uncle's successor in 2023 should be chosen based on competence rather than simply which part of the country he hails from. And that's the end of it. All those of you clamoring for Igbo presidency, that's your answer. It's over for you. But will they learn? They will never learn. They know nothing. These are the people that destroyed their only bargaining chip they had, which was our forceful agitation. Because they have no brain, PhD without brain. Why was it possible that they gave the Oduduwa people two slots at presidential, two slots basically to contest for the presidency, Olufalai and Obasanjo? Was because of the work that OPC was doing. No Western governor condemned OPC in the public, never. They came together, they put pressure on them, disband OPC, ban them. They said, no, not ban them. They got their presidency. But an evil man with his treacherous behavior. Treachery, sabo, kaja, sabo, original one. The ones they said to them, get rid of. Hey, what's presidency? Okay, we'll give it to you. Get rid of Nnamdi Kanu and IPOB. They rushed immediately. They proscribed. Today, the same people that asked them to proscribe IPOB to give them presidency have now turned back and said, you will not get anything. It's based on competence. Oh, dear. Very foolish people. They know nothing. But Ohanaeze have come up to counter Daura. Insist on rotation. We are begging. Imagine somebody belonging to a nation and you're begging to be part of the rulership of that very nation. That's why we are now a nation of beggars. The Igbo race, they are now beggars, begging to be allowed. Something that Elohim never intended for us. We are Biafrans. We don't want anything to do with this. They are warning that equity should not be sacred. What is equity? Is there any rotational presidency in the USA? Is there any rotational presidency in any civilized or advanced democracy in the world? But that's the uncommon and the people, you know, adjust according to their own condition. They brought in zoning. And now they want to let you know that you are nobody because you have spent years backstabbing yourselves. You have spent years selling your birthright. And you want them to give it to you. Of course they won't. That's the end of the game for you. That is the end of the dream of the stupid Igbo presidency garbage. That is the end of it. Absolute end. But we're not built this way. We are a very strong people. Determined and dedicated. Somebody wrote a very compelling piece about the Haitian Revolution. A clear proof that blacks can fight back and defeat European oppressive powers. That is where I derive my strength from. Of course, from the grace of the Most High Elohim. You can see his picture. The history of Haiti is to prove to you that a black people can come together, Africans, so to speak, and defeat the oppressors. It's happened in Haiti before. It can happen again. The Haitian Revolution that turned the white world upside down. It started in 1791 by slaves. And by 1803, they had succeeded in ending not just slavery, but also ending French control over the colony in Haiti. Haitian Revolution. And who led this very revolution? Who led it? It was led by an Igbo man. For your information, it was led by an Igbo man. I won't give you his name. I have it here. But please go and read up. Some of you did some research. I will just give you the very simple headline. I will give you the headline so you read it. An Igbo man was the very first person to defeat a European army in the Western Hemisphere. The first person. Because, of course, Ethiopia defeated the Italian army much later on. Haitian Revolution. An Igbo man. The only people in the whole of Africa to defeat a white army in the Western Hemisphere. And on that note, we bring this program to a close. All of us must be on Twitter. And I thank you very much for listening to us this very evening. Despite the best efforts as they have, we have now become accustomed to disrupting and interrupting our broadcast. But we want to make sure the whole world hears us loud and clear. Life is meaningless to us without Biafra. Meaningless. And this year, something will have to give. This 2020. Something must give this year. That is why we are letting everybody understand this. The reason we are under oath is because we have come to pursue only one thing in life, and that is to restore Biafra. Or we die restoring Biafra. It's never ever going to change. Never ever going to change. We are not asking for something that doesn't belong to us. We are asking for peace and tranquility in our land, the same way we were before the white British came. We are saying it because, with all due respect, as much of an Anglophile as I am an Anglophile. Don't get me wrong. I do not believe that God gave the powers to Britain to create any nation on this earth. The powers to create a nation resides with God and God alone, and not man. Britain cannot create a nation for us. Never. I call it Nigeria. The worst name ever. Nigger. Never. We are going back to Biafra from whence we came. Oduduwa will return to Oduduwa. Everybody will go back to where they come from. And then should our children or their children's children decide to come together to form a nation, that's entirely up to them. As for us, we are for Biafra. That is why I thank you very much this evening for listening. But do not forget, and I say it proudly and without any fear and favor, that Biafra is our religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where we worship, because Elohim, Chukwudika Abiam Apurumihenine, is our God. From me, from here, it's good evening.